Hello, it's Chad.
Hey, Chad. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah. Another day.
It really is, right? Okay, so I'm from the Google Guarantee Department, and they did ask me to reach out to you and see if we can get you qualified for the Google Guarantee platform for the services that ACA Solutions is offering. I see here that you're primarily an excavation company. Is that correct?
Yeah, construction in general, but yes, focused on excavation and grading.
Okay. Okay. All right. So when you say construction company in general, you're also offering services outside of excavation?
Yes. Yeah. Concrete, framing, drywall, full custom homes. You know, I'm a licensed general contractor in Indiana.
Beautiful. Okay. All right. So.
But I prefer to stick to the equipment services.
I understand.
That's what pays the most. But yeah.
I get it. Okay. All right, so we have a couple of options available. So give me just 1 second to make sure I have my ducks in a row. And then I have you in 46112, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the thing about Google with this is that they offer specific, they call them verticals, so it's a fancy way of saying categories. Okay. And within each category has a list of preset keywords depending on what's being offered in that particular area. So general contractor has its own vertical and keywords. To find excavation, you have to go under what is called sewage systems, and that's going to include maintenance and repairs, pumping, removal and demolition, locating, install, inspection, excavation, and cleaning. But are you offering anything for sewage systems or the septic tank, things like that?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So honestly, for excavation independently, there's not a vertical that's independent to excavation or land clearing, site prep, things like that yet. And we recommend when we sign a client up for Google Guarantee that you offer at least two services within that vertical, because if you don't, it's really not going to be as profitable for you, and it's not going to have you popping up as close to the top where the recommended, where people are clicking, you know what I mean, like where
right,
you're getting
right.
The right amount of revenue. However, because you are a licensed general contractor, I can tell you the keywords that are included with general contractor. And if it's something that you're interested in, then you can tell me if you would like to give that a go. And I can go over pricing and program details with that. And the thing with general contractor is that once you're completely approved for Google Guarantee, getting you approved for another vertical, like because Google opens up different verticals every quarter. They open up new verticals. So when they get enough requests for something independently. So for example, they have general contractor, they have handyman, home inspector, pool contractor, pool cleaning, which became a separate vertical besides pool contractor. So HVAC, you know, all the different things. So once you're approved for one, then getting the approval for the next, because you've already passed all the background checks and everything, like it's not as difficult. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's two different ones that you could qualify for. You could qualify for Foundation Pro, and you could qualify for General Contractor. And within these verticals, Chad, you don't have to take each one of the keywords that's included. You can pick and choose. Like if there's certain things within it that you don't want to offer. So if Google Guarantee and Direct Leads that are qualified is something that you're interested in, I can go over those subcategories, and we can go over the information.
Okay.
Okay, so for Foundation Pro, again, you don't have to take each one. This is just what's being offered. We do recommend that you offer at least two of any vertical. That way it it's more beneficial to your ad. Basement waterproofing, crawl space foundation, foundation drainage, foundation installation, foundation raising, repairs and maintenance, slab foundation, steel pier pilings. Piling. Okay. Water and moisture control, and then other, which is usually like pretty all inclusive. Do you offer any of those services with the concrete?
I can do slabs. I don't really offer the waterproofing, but
okay.
So I would guess probably the other category, and I dig footers for foundations all the time. You know.
Okay. So just not the waterproofing necessarily, but some of the other, the slam foundation, foundation installation, those things?
Yeah.
Okay. And then general contractor offers, again, I don't know that you're offering all of this because it is, you know, you get to pick and choose. Accessory buildings, which is like ADUs, bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel, home renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, roofing, kitchen backsplash, kitchen cabinets, kitchen island, bathroom tiles, bathroom cabinet.
That's pretty broad.
It is pretty broad, and that's the general contractor, because the handyman vertical is a little more like painting, gutters, drywall, flooring, repairs, things like that. Like, it's a little more tailored to, like, the more intricate things, while general contractor is more like, you know, if you get a job doing a foundation or concrete, chances are you're going to be able to sell that to do the whole project, right?
Right.
So that's the way it's designed. So you're getting like more of a whole project because you are a GC. You're not just a handyman. Not knocking handyman because they're great. And a lot of GCs choose the handyman vertical. But it is the smaller price jobs. The impression I get from you is that you're looking for the higher end stuff that's going to pay, and you're doing kind of like the whole job.
Right. Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. So you could qualify for it for both verticals, or you could qualify for one or the other if you chose to, and I can go over that with you. Do you know anything about Google Guarantee up until this point? Like, have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it. I mean, I've looked on there, and I did some Google ads. Mm-hmm. Of course, doing it myself, I have no idea what I'm doing. So it didn't work. It's kind of a waste.
Yeah, and with all due respect, that's how it would. I mean, you know, Yeah, exactly. If you don't have any knowledge of it, then it would be tough, and you would need to know kind of what you're doing with it. Google Ads can be very, very lucrative. It just depends, you know, on how you're running it, and we have that expertise and backing. Plus, it sounds to me like you're real good with your hands and your job and what you do, you know what I mean? Like,
I
would never try to go run one of those machines, you know. This is more my speed, so.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I'm a stay in my lane kind of guy.
Me too. Exactly. I'll call you for what you do. You call me for what I do, and we're good to go.
Right.
Okay. So if you want to get anything like this going, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. They go to get the company background checked and Google Guarantee approved. The thing about it is it requires that you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years.
Okay. That's just funny to me. I've never even been arrested, so it just struck me as funny, that's all.
Yeah, no worries. different people, you know, have been through different things. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and
I mean, I've got family members, but not me.
Right. Google tries to be all inclusive as much as they can. They don't
sure.
want to send somebody out to a home that is not, you know, that
absolutely.
Just got released from parole, you know?
Right, right.
You know, if you put a few years between you and the parole department, then, you know,
sure.
they're a little more.
My wife's actually a probation officer, so that's,
okay.
that's also a lot of funny.
Okay, that is super funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they do like a pretty big background check on them too when they become in that department, don't they?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like they
want to
know.
A pilot as well, so I've been a firefighter, a pilot,
oh,
and
wow.
own my business stuff. I've had so many federal background checks, it's not even funny.
Okay, so it's no biggie for you is what you're getting at. I love that. Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, so the background check. So then the licensing that you carry, I know you said you have the general contractor, right? License?
So yeah, well, so the state of Indiana, there's actually no state license, but I am
okay.
bonded.
Okay.
Basically, you get a bond and you get a business license. That's pretty much it. But yeah.
Okay. Let me just pull this up. So with Google, sometimes, and it's crazy, okay, that they can, but they do because it's their ad and they can do what they want. Sometimes
sure, sure.
there's a certain requirement. So let me just, I'm having trouble pulling it for your area. I just want to give you all the proper information so that way you know going in what's up. So I'm going to get to that and as well. I'm inputting that information to produce the proper results. I'm going to go ahead and go over price point with you and how this looks
sure.
if you choose
sure.
to move forward. That way we can keep the call going. Okay. So with that being said, so the way Google Guarantee works is it shows at the very tippy top of the page. You know that. And then those are going to be for qualified calls coming directly to you. There, Google has implemented a couple of things in order to ensure that you are getting qualified calls. It shows me here you have been a participant at Home Advisor powered by Angie's. I don't know what your experience with that was. I hear, as you can imagine, has it been good?
No.
Awful. Oh, darn. Okay. Well, I was hoping it was. You know,
it's hit and miss. I have made money off of them, and I am still listed in there, and I do take jobs from there, but
mm-hmm.
they waste so much of my money on useless calls. It's not funny.
Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, I've heard the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the ugly. I mean, I've kind of
sure.
heard it all.
Sure.
As you can imagine, I've been doing this for a very long time. And my words are not working for me today.
That's all right. That's all right.
Before I became an expert in Google Guarantee, I sold our regular products regularly. Okay, regular products,
sure.
the regular products that you're talking about. So I say that to tell you that I am well versed, even though my words aren't coming out properly. Okay.
No,
some days are easier than others, you know.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, heavens. Okay, getting through that first part here. Now, what I'm trying to say is that everything that you may have disliked about Angie's, having to chase the client down, not having the calls coming directly to you, the fluctuating lead costs, no recompense for calls that are unqualified, all those things have been made right by Google Guarantee. So Google, actually, what they do is they go ahead and assign you a very specific Google call tracking phone number that's particular to your business, and then they make sure that all those calls are recorded. So when people go to the Google Guarantee platform, unlike Home Advisor, they're not clicking on our company name and then we're deciding where that lead goes. Okay?
Right.
And we're not charging each of you guys for a lead. What we do is we advertise your Google Guarantee listing as a top recommended option to make sure that it's attractive and people are calling you directly. And you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in because it says so on your caller ID. And right before you pick up the phone or as you pick up the phone, it lets you know that this is a GG call. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it does show me the only thing that's needed for you for either category, either vertical, is proof of insurance, which you have, background check. We help with the customer reviews, and then we go ahead and go into the billing information. So that's good. I just wanted to double check because once in a while, certain states like yours, Texas is a big one. They don't require a ton of licensing overall, but once in a while, Google will request a specific license from particular verticals depending on what it is. Okay,
sure.
So I just like to make sure because we don't sign you up for Google Guarantee basically unless we know that you're going to pass. Okay?
Right.
So with that being said, the calls are coming directly to you. You would go ahead and get the Google Guarantee approval. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we cut the leads on. They begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. You can increase or decrease those leads as you see fit because you do pay a minimum monthly budget up front for 13 leads in a month. Now, your price point's going to break down. General contractor leads are $54. With a minimum monthly budget of $713 for 13 Google Guarantee leads. You can increase that lead flow, meaning you could have 5 or 6 leads in a week if you want more, however many you want, or you can pause the leads anytime you need to. So you take on 2 leads. If it's just you and another guy, you know you're booked for at least, 3 or 4 days, maybe 6 weeks, maybe 6 months. Maybe you go on a Tahitian vacation with your family. Who knows? For whatever reason, you want to pause that campaign. Where you pause the campaign financially, Chad, is where it stops. So if you pause it with $600 left in the budget and you pause it for 18 months, that's where it stops. The leads don't come in. You don't roll off the Google Guarantee platform. You just don't have those paid leads coming into you through that. And you have the ability to cut it back on whenever you're ready. And then we exhaust that budget before any more budget is charged. So it's not a regular monthly budget that's charged unless that's how you have the leads flowing in. Does all that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So for the foundation leads, those are $300 per lead and qualified lead, and that minimum monthly budget is $3,911. If you choose to take advantage of both verticals, if you want me to go ahead and qualify you for both verticals, once your Google Guarantee approved, the maximum amount of time that it takes for Google Guarantee approval is 4 to 8 weeks. I have to tell you, that's what the terms and conditions state. I don't always or even usually see it take that long. I've seen it happen in as quickly as 4 to 8 days. It really depends on how quick you get us the information back and get us the application back for submission. The sooner that happens, obviously the sooner you're going to get approval. So once your Google Guarantee approved, we're going to call you to pay the minimum monthly budget. It works like an escrow account. So you pay it, and then those lead costs will come out of that budget. Now, if you chose to cut both verticals on at the same time, we would only charge the higher budget, the $3,911, and those leads would come out of that budget according to what price it was. So if it was a GC lead, it's going to come out at $54. If it's a foundation lead, that is through Foundation Pro, then it's going to come out at the $300, but it has to be qualified. So when the calls are coming into you directly, Google's recording those phone calls and has AI listening to each one. You have access to those call recordings from the call tracking system at Local Splash that would be listed under leads. We also have access to it, as does Google. So if you get a call that's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, somebody seeking employment with your company, somebody asking for a service you don't provide that's not listed on your profile and you decline the job, or asking for a service that's outside of your service radius that is not listed on your profile and you decline the job, you would not be charged for any of those. Those are considered unqualified leads. You're automatically not charged. Okay?
Okay.
If somebody calls and they request a service, or they request a face-to-face appointment for you to go out and give estimate face-to-face, that is considered a qualified lead. You would be charged. Or if they request an estimate over the phone, which is super rare and never going to apply in your industry. I mean, you can't give an estimate over the phone for what you're offering.
You'd be surprised.
but you can't give that is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? They have to ask it and you have to give it. So, I mean, if somebody's like, oh, well, approximately how many dollars does it cost to get a foundation? Well, but that's going to depend on quite a few factors. You know what I mean? Like, that's not something that you're going to be able to give. But that's the qualifications for a qualified call on Google guarantee platform. So if you sell the call, or you sell the client, or you close the client, all of that is completely between you and the client, and all calls after that are obviously going to be done probably on your regular business line. We do suggest that you give them that information right away so that all calls beyond that are going, you know, between you and the client privately. Again, if a call slipped through the cracks, you do have recompense. You do have the availability to go in through the call tracking system and to be able to go ahead and say, hey, this right here was an unqualified call. It doesn't meet the criteria. We need to dispute it. We go ahead and dispute that with Google on your behalf. We take care of that for you. Okay?
Okay.
So the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee that goes to get your company background checked and get you completely Google Guarantee approved. And then we can qualify you for the verticals that are available. And then once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, then if you choose, say you're approved for Foundation Pro and GC, but maybe you don't want to start with the Foundation Pro yet, or maybe you do. It's up to you. You can turn on just one or the other or both.
Okay,
so like if you wanted to only cut on the GC leads in the beginning to earn up revenue, maybe you don't have $4,000 to invest in leads at this very moment, then but you're already approved for it. So you have the option to just cut on the general contractor leads. You pay the $713 budget, get those leads coming in, and then once you have that money, you know what I mean? Once you have that
right.
budget
no, that
ready,
makes sense.
Then you cut that on. Like, hey, I want approval for it, so that way I'm good to go when I'm ready. Right now, I just want GC leads, and because we don't want to go through the process multiple times if we don't have to. Right now, excavation isn't available except under the Sewage Pro, and you're not offering more than one of those services. So I don't suggest it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this is a great way. These leads show 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead program there is out there. It is all a 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes. The guarantee that Google is giving the general public, Chad, is that you are a qualified service provider in your area. So if you go to Google Guarantee and you click on what it says, get it done right or Google pays you back. That the guarantee is to the general public. They're guaranteeing to the general public that you are a quality service provider, that you've passed all background checks, and that you have a quality of service that meets their level. Meaning, now, that if there was ever an issue that couldn't be made right between you and your insurance company or whatever, that Google would actually pay them back up to $2,000 worth of insurance per project. Now, in the long run, we know for what you're offering, $2,000 isn't all that much, but it is what Google offers as their guarantee. I'm doing air quotes. And that is what is important to the clientele, because when people go to Google and they're looking for a service provider, especially somebody they're inviting into their home, somebody that they're inviting into a custom project, somebody that they want the level of expertise, they appreciate Google. They trust Google. And when it says the word guarantee next to it, man, I've just seen these leads take off because they're real life human beings on the other end of the phone. You're not being handed a phone number and saying, here you go, Chad. Good luck. We hope that you land this deal. And HomeAdvisor doesn't even say all that. They just literally give you a number and also send that to six other guys that have, you guys are elbowing your way to the top and you're trying to outbid a guy who's not even offering that quality of a service or using great products, right?
Right.
Right. So those guys aren't even qualified, and they're not willing to pay to be on the top to show up in this elite section. The other advantages are that we're not going to work with any of your competitors, just like regular local splash standard is. We're not going to work with any of your competitors in the Google Guarantee section for your entire service radius. If you're servicing, you know, 80, 90 miles out, however far you're servicing out, we're not promoting anybody else to that Google Guaranteed section.
Okay. That sounds good.
You want to give it a shot?
If you can email me over some of that, just to kind of go over it, I want to take
sure.
some time and kind of think about it a minute and see what the other categories I might can, you know, attract. I definitely can't do the foundation right now. That's a lot.
We know the foundation is a lot, and that's why I was a little hesitant to give it to you. If you noticed, I gave you general contractor right away. My way in, because that's just I didn't want to overwhelm you with the number, because it is a big number, and that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it pays, it pays.
Exactly.
You know,
it's a quality.
I clear way more than that off of one job anyway, but.
But you can also get to foundations and concrete through general contractor.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying just get the approval for both. You don't have to, you literally, when we call you to set the minimum monthly budget, I just want to start with general contractor leads. That minimum monthly budget is 713. Cool. No biggie. Like, we have clients that do it all the time, but they want the approval for everything that they can get the approval on in the beginning. That way it's completely qualified.
Yeah.
You know, and the upfront cost is the $250 application fee. And then so say that you get the approval within, you know, 3 weeks. Say you're completely Google Guarantee approved within 3 weeks, but maybe you're not ready to start the lead yet. Maybe you don't have the 713 budget yet. Maybe it's just not in the cards for you at that moment. You don't have to cut it on until you're ready. You already have the approval and you're ready to go. So maybe, you know, you do a couple more smaller jobs, or maybe you are ready to go ahead and kick it off right away. Then you have the ability to. The hardest thing to get is the GG approval. Going through that process is what could take the longest. Like I said, a max of 4 to 8 weeks. Now, you've been through so many other background checks and things like that, I really seriously doubt that it's going to be any type of issue for you, but that's what I am required to tell you based on the terms and conditions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, yeah, let me do some thinking on this
before
I make a call. I mean, I'm interested. I just need to think on it a little bit.
Absolutely. I completely understand. You know, you have huge advantages by having your marketing team manage it for you. A, it's going to get complete optimization and programming. It's going to be coming up at towards the top where people are actually looking because of the way that we advertise it and we run it in conjunction with the other services that we're already running for you. You know, as opposed to Google Ads, where when the calls come in from that ad, and if it's not a qualified lead, you have to pay for that click no matter what. It's clicking through your budget. This, you're only
right.
paying for
that's
the qualified
what I'm trying
lead.
To avoid, for sure.
Right. Well, and that's why I would sell this particular product to my grandmother. Like I said, I've been with Local Splash for 8 years. I started with the regular services. As soon as we opened up the Google Guarantee platform for Google, because we're a premier partner to Google, so only the partners are allowed to sell this product on behalf of Google. Like, you can go to Google yourself and you can go ahead and try to get the approval and start a Google Guarantee, ad completely on your own. Now, again, it's like the Google Ads. Like, there's no guarantee that it's going to necessarily be as successful if you don't have the time to dedicate towards it, provide your programming, the optimization, be on top of all of those things, you know?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't want you to go in there and look and be like, well, I could do this for myself. You absolutely can do it for yourself. But I've had lots of guys. Exactly.
I'm on the phone with you.
I've had lots of guys that go in and look at it, and then they're like, I'm going to do it for myself. And I'm like, sounds good, bud. And then they come back a couple months later, and they're like, Amy, it's not successful. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And okay, well, you still have to pay the $250, you know, like we still have to pay the starter fee and get it going.
Right.
And then with literally, I had a guy that paid it, and within an afternoon, like, kid you not, within one afternoon, he was like, I've already gotten four calls. Like, he was so stoked. Like, it was super successful for him. He was an electrician. It is a little bit different vertical, but the searches are there to support it in your area. There's been... I was doing a little bit of research. So within the general contracting vertical, which again, we agree, it's pretty broad. Okay. But for this and clicks within the Google Guarantee platform, and I've gone ahead and gone with the 60 mile radius just because all it says here is your area is local. So I've gone with a 60 mile radius, and there's been 2,377 searches done in that vertical for that particular area with clicks coming and going through the Google Guarantee platform. So there's a book of business in your backyard.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
The only thing I'm curious of, so if I did the general contractor
vertical?
Mm-hmm. Vertical, yeah. How do I weed through without being, you know, somebody saying, hey, I need somebody to build me a fireplace. Like, that's not something I'm doing or offered.
Fireplace building isn't coming up under those keywords. So they have to say, that's why it's specific. Okay.
Right.
So this is the thing. If somebody clicks general contractor on Google, right, general contractor near me, they go into the Google Guaranteed section. They click on your ad. They click on your ad. You're not charged yet, okay? They call you from the Google call tracking phone number, and they say...
Oh, after looking at my ad.
Yes, and they say, Chad, I want you to come build me a fireplace. And you say, well, fireplace building isn't listed in my services. I'm sorry, it's not a service I offer. I have to decline the job. You're
right.
Not charged. You don't offer that. It's on the recorded line. AI is listening. And if it ever did slip through the cracks, again, you have the ability to just, you could simply text us and say, hey, this phone number isn't qualified.
Right.
And we dispute it with Google on your behalf. Because that's not it. First of all, it's not even a subcategory within the general contracting vertical.
Right.
And so say somebody looks up general contracting and they call you and they say, Chad, I want you to build me a kitchen backsplash. But that's not one of the services that you're offering under the general contracting vertical. It is a service that's offered under general contracting, but it does not say so on your ad. You're not charged because you're not offering that service.
I gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So that's why I said you can pick and choose which ones of those keywords that you do want to actually come up for. So if you're not doing a ton of the bathroom tiles and bathroom cabinets and kitchen islands and things specific to the kitchen and bathroom remodel platform, don't put those services in your keywords. Don't put them in there. Leave it to the bigger stuff. Leave it to the home building, the foundations and the concrete. If you're doing accessory buildings, if you're adding additions and doing full home renovation, cool. Offer those things, but don't offer the smaller stuff if you're not really doing the smaller stuff. And you won't get calls for the smaller stuff because it's not listed on your profile. If it's not listed on your profile and you don't offer it, you're not charged.
Right. I gotcha. Okay.
Okay. That's why I love this platform because it is so specific to what people are offering. Particularly, it's better qualified. Like, I know the stuff that you guys have been through with Angie's, and, you know, they say, oh, but we, you know, you offer general contracting, and fireplace building comes up, you know?
Right,
and
yeah.
You're like, but not really, bud. Like, when did I ever tell you that I was going to offer fireplace building? There's no recourse for that because they don't record those phone calls. all they record is how long the call was, right? And they say, oh no, you were on that call with them for, you know, 1 minute and 57 seconds. Yeah, but I was leaving a voicemail, you know?
Right.
And you guys still can't get that money back, even though, I mean, it takes that long for a call to ring through and for some people's extended voicemail to come through. Like, but I've heard of it time and again that they don't give y'all your money back. And it's just not cool to me. And in addition to that, it's not a good way to do business. Like, they're not going to keep clients by doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Google literally, because what they do, which you guys don't know is this, is what Angie's, Thumbtack, Porch, House, all of those companies, what they do is they are Google's biggest clients. So they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in those Google ads. Okay?
Yeah,
They purchase between $2 and $4 million every single month for a plethora of verticals, whether they're spending for electrician, foundation, GC, all the different, you know, literally house cleaning. I mean, they run through the gamut. And they run their ad. Pick top 25 cleaning contractors in, you know, Brownsburg, Indiana. Pick top 25 electricians. And then when somebody clicks on that ad, that lead goes to that company. It goes to HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor receives that lead, and then they determine which one of you guys it goes out to. But they're not using any type of qualification process. All the person had to put in was the zip code that they want the service in and what the service that they want, right? I want a full house cleaning, or I want a landscape installation. And then they send that out to all of you guys. There's no actual screening process. Now, with Google Guarantee, we're not going through the screening process. AI is going through the screening process by listening to the live call with the real human being on the other end of the phone.
Right. I gotcha. Okay.
Well, I went ahead and sent that over to you. I have an email on file of acasolutionsin@gmail.com. It comes from anelson@localsplash.com.
I'm
cool.
Looking at it now.
Awesome. It's labeled Google Guarantee. You got that. Okay. Wonderful.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, and then I did include all the details there for you for the different verticals. Again, you know, you have the ability to pick and choose. If you just only want to go with general contractors because that number is intimidating, which it would be intimidating to anybody, $4,000.
Sure.
You know, I get that. I'm 100% with that.
I mean, if the money's there, I don't mind paying it, but, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta sell it before I pay that.
You know, that's why I'm saying, but just to me, getting the approval for everything up front, is the best way to go, because then it's already there. When you do decide to cut it on, you're already there, you know?
Right. I got you. Okay. Well, let me do some thinking here and study this email a little bit. I got to make some phone calls, but,
okay.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds good.
Okay. I'm sending you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you have my contact information. When you're ready to go, the process really only takes about 10 minutes. The application itself takes about 15. And then you have a 15-minute onboarding call after that at the time of your, you know, at the time of your choosing, the time that's best for you. So it's a pretty quick and painless process once you have the application fee up and you're ready to roll. Okay?
Right.
All right. Okay. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, Chad. I truly appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye now.
Bye-bye.